Welcome. Thank you for being punctual. This is the eighth shiur, and as you know, and I keep on saying it, this is to be male the recommendations of the Novo Minsk Rebbe Shlita, to be ma'or rach me'shemayim after some precious souls were taken from us in the shiur given by Rabbi Shapiro, the associate principal of high school, and we're so happy that he could carve time out of his schedule. Le'ili Nishmas, Mrs. Lori Gutman, Ahuva Basra Mordechai Levi, Olei HaShalom, Ms. Elke Kleiner, Elke Mindelbas, Rav Moshe Olei HaShalom, and Mrs. Michelle Jacobowitz, Rachel Miral Bas, Rav Shmuel Olei HaShalom. Thank you.
Birshus Rabbi Hexter, Birshus Rabbi Engelsberg. We are currently standing in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer, the time zone between Pesach and Shavuos. We're preparing ourselves day by day for that Yom HaGadol, the Yom Tif of Kabbalah HaTorah, what we call Shavuos. Well, in today's world of Limud HaTorah, there's something electrifying that has already begun and whose momentum will continue to pick up during the rapidly approaching months. I'm referring to the upcoming Siyum HaShas. 6 months ago, at the end of October 2018, two members of the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah signed a contract with MetLife Stadium in Rutherford, New Jersey, to reserve the stadium for the forthcoming 13th Siyum HaShas. This means that in precisely 244 days from today, in another 8 months, on January 1st, 2020, the Torah world will celebrate together what will be the largest collective celebration in the history of Klal Yisrael since the days of the Bayis Sheni. 200,000 individuals around the world are estimated to celebrate the completion of learning Shas these last 7.5 years. They and their respective spouses and their families will be celebrating a Siyum, a Simchas Torah, the likes of which have never been seen before. So today I would like to share with you a synopsis of an article that Mr. Yosef Friedenson, Zichron Livracha, wrote about 7 years ago. He wrote it at that time in commemoration of the last Siyum HaShas that actually was also held in MetLife Stadium. Mr. Friedenson, you might know, was a historian, an author of many, many books, articles, written on the Holocaust. He himself was a survivor of the Warsaw Ghetto and numerous concentration camps. He also served as editor of Das Yiddische Wort, the Agudas Israel of America's Yiddish language monthly magazine. Mr. Friedenson wrote an article in which he proclaimed that the Siyum HaShas was his personal victory over Nazi Germany. The Germans, Yimach Shemam, planned not only to annihilate every Jew from the face of the earth, but the plan was also to eradicate all remnants of our Jewish literature, specifically our Sfarim, with particular rabid hatred against the Talmud and the Shulchan Aruch. He recalled seeing and reading German newspapers and magazines like the well-known Der Stürmer, which was devoted to raving tirades directed specifically against the Jewish Talmud. He then retells an incident that took place when he was but 17 years old in Poland, in his very own apartment at home. November 1939. The war had just begun. The Nazis had occupied Poland. In the middle of the night, two SS officers burst into his home, ready to loot the place. His mother, Mrs. Friedenson, prepared a bundle of cash, which she proceeded to hand to the two officers, begging them to take it and just go. Indeed, that's just what they did. They were willing to take the cash and be out the door. But as they headed out the door, one of the Nazis couldn't help but notice a tall, beautiful Svarimschrank, a bookcase, situated in the room right next to the exit of the apartment. It was adorned with a large, handsome set of Vilna Shas. "Was ist das?" bellowed the Nazi. In his youthful innocence and naivete, young Yosef responded that it was a set of the Talmud. "I will never forget the Nazi's reaction," wrote Joseph Friedenson. "He jumped up, his face contorted in rage. 'The Talmud?' he bellowed as he bounded over to the bookcase, ripped one of the volumes of the Talmud from the shelf, and with a never-seen-before diabolical hatred and brutality, both Nazis threw the volumes on the floor, one by one, and they began grinding their heavy boots, the heel of their boot into each volume, desperately trying to tear apart the Gemaras. But the books were well-bound and not very easily destroyed. So they began ripping the pages by hand, trashing the set, eventually throwing them out of the apartment window into the street below." Why the beast-like reaction of a mind almost gone mad upon hearing that the set of books was the Talmud? Because an integral part of anti-Jewish Nazi philosophy was its hatred of the Talmud. The Germans understood all too well that our Gemara embodies all that is sacred in this world, including humility, fighting temptation, helping others. They viewed our Talmud as the absolute antithesis of all that they, the Germans, deemed holy. Arrogance, self-indulgence, hedonism. As long as the Talmud existed, they could never succeed in mastering the world. Mr. Friedenson himself was a Misayim Hashas back in 2012 at the age of 89. He viewed the miraculous rejuvenation of Torah learning, specifically the Daf Yomi, that united all Jews all around the world, as an incredible sweet revenge against Nazi Germany. In his words, "The day of the Siyam Hashas is my day of victory. It's the day of victory for all survivors, and it is a day of victory for every Talmud Jew." Now, with your indulgence, I would like to present to you a second historical account of something that had taken place in years that are more recent. Moreover, I believe that this upcoming phenomena will serve as an example of a historical miracle, almost to be classified as supernatural. It's a modern-day version of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's handwriting on the wall, reminiscent of what all of us have learned in Tanakh, Sefer Daniel, Minei, Minei, Tekel Ufarsin. And at the time, it was only Daniel HaNavi who was called in to interpret it. But perhaps the difference might be, if we listen to this most incredible irony that you and I are privy to in 21st century America, instead of this message being etched onto the wall of a glamorous ballroom in the palace of King Belshazzar, Melech Bavel, Hashem's message is etched onto the heart of each and every one of us. And the message is not the four words of Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin, but rather a message of three words. I love you. In the year 2005, a memorial to the murdered Jews of Europe, also known as the Holocaust Memorial, opened to the public in Berlin, Germany. The idea of a memorial for the 6 million actually began in the late 1980s. It took a number of years till it finally came into existence. The German government introduced a contest of sorts. Architects, builders around the world were invited to submit their creative ideas for a memorial. A committee of judges was appointed. Numerous contestants applied. The jury consisting of representatives from the fields of art, architecture, urban design, history, and politics were selected to choose the winning proposal. More than 500 proposals were submitted. And finally, in 1999, after much back and forth, a winning proposal was approved. U.S. architect Peter Eisenman's design was chosen as a fitting tribute to those who died before World War II as part of Hitler's plan to exterminate them. It took close to 1 year to build, and the memorial would be situated on the former location of the Berlin Wall. During the war, it was this area that acted as the administrative center of Hitler's killing machine. And what exactly is this monument? It is composed of rectangular concrete blocks laid out in grid formation, covering 4.7 acres of land. This allows for long, straight, and narrow alleys between them. The concrete blocks are individually unique in shape as well as in size, indicating the different ages, the young and the old, of those who perished. The memorial is meant to create in the minds of the visitors a setting of a graveyard for those who were buried, but also as well for those unburied or those thrown into unmarked pits. The paths between the slabs undulate as well. Eisenman hoped to create a feeling of groundlessness, instability, a sense of disorientation, all meant to depict the lives of those who tried to run and survive during those war years. Oh yes, by the way, did you know that there are exactly 2,711 concrete slabs laid out on the less than 5 acres of land for the memorial? But when Peter Eisenman was asked about the significance of the number, he shrugged it off and insisted there was none. He laid out as many concrete blocks as he could fit on the size of the land that he was given. When he ran out of space, he stopped laying the blocks. And here we have it. Here we have God's message to us in a most astounding twist of irony. This architect who constructed a memorial for the 6 million Jews who perished lays down 2,711 concrete slabs, very unaware that this number is the exact number of Dapim in Shas. Is it not the perpetuation of Limud HaTorah that serves as the real and most genuine memorial for our brothers and sisters? The memorial of 2,711 Blat Gemara, learned by thousands and thousands of our people And only 80 years later, incredibly amazing. May I conclude with yet another glimpse of poetic justice, orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who was the founder and leader who instituted the learning of Daf Yomi in Klal Yisrael? Harav Meir Shapiro Zatzal, the Lublin Rav. Well, in 1935, with their burning desire to destroy all remnants of Jewish life, scholarship, and religion, the Nazis planned a public burning of all sacred and holy books. They chose the site of the yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, founded and built by none other than Rav Meir Shapiro himself in Poland, and that was the designated spot to be the inferno. The university students emptied the sifriya that day, the yeshiva's extensive library, and set fire to the holy sfarim, all the while drunk with their gleeful laughter, their sinister jubilance, jeering and scoffing at the Jews, celebrating the destruction of their Talmud and Shulchan Aruch and other such holy books. And yes, it was despite all their efforts and short-lived victories that the Nazis did not succeed. Hashem had allowed Rav Meir Shapiro to plant the seeds in advance. The refuah had been created before the Makkah. Rav Meir Shapiro had already orchestrated the foundation of the Daf Yomi to be eventually learnt by tens and tens of thousands of Yidden, foiling and undermining the Nazi plans of eradicating Torah study on this planet. Manora hamakom hazeh. How awesome is this makom, is our Hashem. For us personally here in Beis Yaakov, we continue to build our memorials for our Kedoshim, whom we recently lost. Mrs. Lori Gutman, Mrs. Michelle Jacobovitz, Mrs. Elke Kleiner. We come together to remember them, the way they lived their lives, each and every one of them in her own way, touching the lives of others, of so many. How they focused on helping and improving the other person's situation, never dwelling on their own benefits, on their own personal advancement. And this then becomes the very real and tangible legacy that these three holy women have left to us to uphold and to transmit to the next generation, to the Benos Yisrael right here in the walls of our Beis Yaakov Middle School, and eventually in the walls of the high school. Their legacy to live daily a life of Torah and Kedusha is actually embodied within our Torah, within the learning of the Halacha, and all the ideals taught by the Talmud, that all of Klal Yisrael, men and women, perpetuate and will soon, very soon, January 1st, put it on your calendar, 2020. And let it be known, as told to me by my good friend, Reb David Rosen, he should be well, that our ongoing tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyevatel Me'aleinu Kol Gezeros Kashos V'ra'os, Hashem should be mevatel, should nullify from us all harsh, bad, seemingly bad gezeros, The gematria of that is 2,711. May the schus of this institution, this Makom Torah for our daughters, promote more and more Torah learning, Torah observance, represented by the 2711 Dapei Gemara, and may it ward off and avoid any further pain and tragedy from our community, from all of our people. Amen v'amen.